This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, June 5th, brought to you by Stratovation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. It's been a beautiful day in Iowa at the World Pork Expo. National Pork Producers Council immediate past president Scott Hayes says everything is just right.
World Pork Expo, we're blessed with tremendous weather. We've got a great crowd here. There's excitement. The industry is come off of a real tough time period here economically. Things are starting to look up, but I think producers are just glad to be together, get to visit with one another. And
Hayes says many of the concerns the pork industry had about California's Proposition 12 rules are coming to fruition. It's not just impacting hog farmers.
It's also about the consumers. You know, we're starting to see the effects of this in California with, you know, prices up nearly 20% on average and availability down about 20%. So low-income kids are the ones that's not getting the amount of protein that they'd like to have or maybe even that they need because of this legislation that really does nothing for animal welfare, sets us back on sustainability. There's just not much good you can say about Prop 12.
The Supreme Court left that issue to Congress to resolve. Hayes says the industry has done all it can to work with California on implementation.
You know, we worked with California, you know, through their rule writing process, and really everything that we could do there, I believe, is done.
The House Ag Committee's Farm Bill proposal includes language to reel in Prop 12 rules for the nation and prevent a patchwork of state laws for producers to have to navigate.
You know, currently we're working through the Farm Bill. We have relationships in California. We've worked with California, but currently our path is through the Farm Bill to get a fix for this. You know, that's what the Supreme Court said, that, you know, Congress, it was their problem. Secretary Vilsack has testified twice on the Hill that Congress needs to take a look at this and get it fixed before it causes more chaos across the country.
Toward the Farm Bill, Hayes says the House Ag Farm Bill proposal takes the right approach to protecting herds from foreign animal disease.
The House bill, they got it right. You know, they listened to us. You know, Chairman Thompson was out all last summer traveling the country, listening to farmers, having listening posts, and our asks are all in there and fully funded. We're happy where we're at. We're going to be able to protect our border. We're going to be able to, get more prepared if we do have a break. But the main thing is prevention. They're on top of that.
Finally, Hayes says labor remains a significant issue for hog farmers and the industry as a whole.
The rural population is shrinking and aging. Obviously, that's where our farms are. So it's a challenge. You know, we continue to work to get some relief. We've been able to utilize some of the visa programs. There's been some challenges with those recently as well. But we just continue to work within the government, most recently with the administration, to try to make some improvements in those visa programs so that we can get the workers that we need on our farms.
Thanks to Scott Hayes from Des Moines at the World Pork Expo. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StratovationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.